We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kufir Aleph Amar Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Daf Kufir Aleph Amar Beis. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Sakin Sheshochet Ba, a sakin that you use for Shechita, and the Shechita, the base of Shechita is always hot, and therefore the sakin absorbs some dam, you cannot then cut Reseach. Also Lachtuch Ba Reseach. You can't cut now a hot piece of meat with this sakin. You know why? Because the sakin has Blias of dam, and therefore it's also, and you have to kasher it or don't use it for resech at all. Soinein amri loy bayadacha va'amri loy bayadacha. What does that mean? Soinein. So Rashi says if you cut v'chotach ba soinein, if you used the knife to cut soinein v'chotach ba soinein, so then it needs hadacha. Before, but then the thing you caught needs hadacha. So Rashi learns it's going on when it says tzoinein. Rashi learns it's going on the piece of meat. The piece of meat needs hadacha. That when it says that it needs hadacha means when you're cutting the meat with the knife cold, it says the meat needs hadacha. That's what Rashi sounds like learning. It says v'em chatach bo tzoinein boy hadacha hu tzoinein. That if you cut a piece of meat cold, then that piece of meat needs hadacha. After it's cut, presumably because we're worried there's some dam left over on the sakin. It's not hot, no blias, but wash it off from any dam. That's how Rashi learns over here. Tosfos on Daf Cheshvan Beis actually argues on this Rashi. He says like this, that it says, Pirish, so he says, Boy hadacha, Pirish has sakin. But like a Pirish, according to this, the Pirish has some abasakai. When the naka boyi loshin a keva, it sounds going on sakin. Va'oi the takana sakin also lashminon. When the takana also lachtuch bar reseach. V'chein lachtuch bar tzoinin. So he's saying he's handling the knife according to Tosfos. Tosfos learns we're handling the knife and saying you can't. You want to cut tzoinin, you need a hadacha on the knife first. That's the way Tosfos learns. Not such a big nafkamina, but the Rashi learns is going on the piece of meat, and Tosfos learns it's going on the knife itself. Zog the Gemara.
In between shechitas, you have to kasher the knife?
No.
Why not? To resach.
Because. What?
To resach.
Right, so that's the Gemara talks about chesed and beis. Gemara talks about chesed and beis, even if you call a treifa, even that's what you want to get, you call a treifa. Gemara talks about this on chesed and beis, if you have to do that. Gemara says, Bola sakin treifa, pligi bar acha, ravina charam mecham, charam mezoinen. Vilchasa fil mezoinen. Because wash off mezoinen, that's what you pass it over there, because it's not hot enough. He says, that's how we paskin. And that's, he asked the kasha, here it's mashmah, it's hot, and it's valiyah. They asked the kasha on this Gemara from the Gemara of Chesed Beis, Ayin the Ritva, Ayin the Rishonim, that talk about the Shaila. But like upon him, the Maisa in the Gemara says, there, it's mutter, it's a sugi over there. Yeah. So if you look at Tosfos, it talks about also the dam part. He says mashma the sakin ksheir lekuli alma betzoinin v'hayodafkel in lishchid by pam acheres va'afa pidi meluchluch hasakin b'dam harbe b'lav alki yesh dam harbe shechitam lebeheim atzmo lebalaleim zotridis amon lifloit. Basically, his tarot says like about the dam question is that since it's idi lifloit dam at that time won't absorb any dam from the sakin ayin shom. It's not a problem. Something more about it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel ka'ara shemalach ba basa. Used a plate to salt basa. Lamaisa today they use a grate with a bunch of holes in it, obviously, because they're supposed to use a klei menukav, but this person didn't use that. Used the ka'ara to salt the basa. And what happens is that all the dam sits there with melach. Melach has a power to do cooking, so it gets cooked into the ka'ara. Also, lech al barisech, you cannot use this plate anymore for a sech. Like Rashi says, we should nivle ba dam, but it's a tam rishon avak isa gamu. So Rashi throws in a lashon that it's like tam rishon. It's tam rishon of dam in this plate. I can't use the plate for anything else. The Rosh Hashanah already bothered. We know when it comes to the sugya of nat bar nat, if it's iser, there's no heter of nat bar nat. Nat bar nat is only a heter to create iser. But if two nois in tam. But if it's nois in tam and it's iser, even if it's a bunch of nois in tam, it's still iser. We'll get to that when we learn the sugya. But Rosh Hashanah has a problem with this Rashi. But in any case, you have a ka'aro shemalach ba'basa, also lecha ba'rosech. It's also to eat in this ka'aro sech because it's full of blias adam. Shmuel tamei. Da'ama Shmuel, meliach arek rosech. Shmuel says that salting is like cooking. V'kavush harayukum avushal. And to be kavush it, harayukum avushal. So here also, Maliach gives Belias into the car. Also, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, Maliach in a kersech, kavush in kavushal. Rav and Rabbi Yechanan argue, he says, no, Maliach is not kersech, and kavush ain't a kumavushal. Um, this Ravin is not true. How the Ravin lesa? Because the Pincha, there was this plate, or the plate of Cheres. Cheres can't be kashered. Earlier, Kalim, like China, cannot be kashered. The Hava Bey Rav Ami, the Malachi Bisra, they used it to salt Basar in it, but Tavre, they broke it. Mechdi Rav Ami, who's the Talmud of? Talmud Rav Yechon Hava. My time in Tavre, why do you break it? That salting is like cooking. So clearly, he can't be Rav Yechon argues on Shmuel. And therefore, it seems like the consensus is, and that's how he passed, therefore you have a ka'ara, the salted meat inside it, the ka'ara becomes also, why? Because it got blias of blood inside the ka'ara. Zotik Maravaita, Yosef Rav Kahana, Achud Rav Yehuda, Kamed Rav Huna, Rav Kahana, the brother of Yehuda, was sitting in front of Rav Huna, but Yosef Ka'amai, think of a memory like this, Ka'ara Shemalach Ba'basa, Asalach Ba'rasech, which you just learned. If in this kara you salted a piece of basa, you can't eat resech. It's noin and a radish, which is a dova charev, shechotchu besakin, that you cut with a knife, a fleishig knife, mutter lechel bekutach. It's mutter to eat kutach with this noin. It's kutach is something that has milk in it. It's like a milk dish, and the noin is mutter to eat in that kutach, even though it was cut with a fleishig knife. And the question is why? The second, first of all, we know it's pashut. Awesome. Tsenoin is mutter. The Shah is why? Why is it mutter? My time, what's the reason? Now, what are we worried about? So Rashi learns what we're worried about is that there was some shamnunas hasakin that was karosh on it, some dirt from meat, and when you cut the tsenoin, since the tsenoin is a dava charef, it absorbs some of that meat. So the Gemara's kasha is, so what's pshat you're allowed to eat it with kutach? My time, abaya, haya teir bala, haya sura bala. Abai says a new chiddush. We don't understand exactly pshat in Abai. We'll ask immediately. Abai says, since it's a teira bala, therefore we're not worried about it. We're not worried about blias, basically. We're not worried about blias. You're right, there's blias in this knife, but who cares? I'm not worried about that. So Amalei Rava, and by Mashenki by the dam, it's a sura bala. That's what the ka'ara is also. Amalei Rava, kibala teira mahava. So yourself, haya teira dosa de sura. Who? This a teira come to the sura. Haya teira dosa de sura. Who? The sura kacha. You're going to eat now a sura to get with kutach. Elamarava, different pshat, what it means when it says this is Asur and this is Mutter. You know what the answer is like this. Hai Ev Shulamitame, one of them it's possible to taste. Vahai Lev Shulamitame. He's saying like this, by the Ka'ara it's Asur because you can't taste it. But here you could taste, you could cut with the knife something and taste it to see if it has Tam Basar. And then you'll know if you eat it with Kutach, you could taste it Snoin. Rather, not the knife, but Sinoin, you could taste the radish to see if it has a taste of basar in it. And if it doesn't, you could eat it with the kutach. So that's what it's mutter. Mutter means it's a way out. So, but by ka'ara, that ka'ara you can't use because how do you test it out? It's asur, it's dam. Amr Papa Rav, what do you mean? Why is it asur? Let it make kvela. Armoy, let a goy should taste it. Mila Tanan, Kaderis Bishwa Basar, if you have a Kader that you cook basar loy vashma chal, you shouldn't cook in it chal. Then Bishop, if you cooked chalav in that fleshika pot, but no in time. If it gives time of chalav in the pot is straight. Basal but chumma, you loy vashma chulin, then bishop bar is a time. And if you cooked chulin inside it, then if it has time of the chumma, then it's also. I mean in bishop chumma, we figure it out by Tom like coin. The coin tastes the dish, see if it has a time of chumma. El basal bachal, and he even if it's chumma, he's allowed to eat it. El basar v'chalav, they cook the chalav in the basar pot, in the fleshik pot. How you like taste the chalav? Maybe it's basar v'chalav. El basar v'chalav, my tamlei. But amalam, we answer let the kvela. A kvela taste. How can I with the kvela? What's the problem? So how can I? You're right. Keep coming to like kvela. When it's told no kvela, it's like this. If you don't have a kvela around, so ka'ara shemalach b'basar is also wise. No eitza. Mashaygin the tsenoyin is muta. Why the eitz is to taste it. Now, we were farish like Rashi that Tsenoin Shechot Vesakin was also the Shamnunis Sheboy went into the Tsenoin from Vesakin. How did it absorb it? It wasn't hot. Absorbed it through Harifas. And that's why it's a Shaila of that it's Asur. And Bai said also Teir Bala. Tosfos learned it was also the Belia. That some of the Harifas took out the Belia from the Sakin and put it into the Tsenoin. And therefore, Tosfos says that why in Abaya answer that the reason why it's mutter, forget about teribala, it's naparnat. Naparnat means it's tam rishoin into the knife and tam sheni into the tznoin. And there's a man the omer later on, or Shmuel holds, that naparnat is mutter. We pass like that, naparnat is mutter. Rashi, what, there's dirt on the sakin. So there's be'en on the sakin. According to Tosis, all it is a bliya. So Tosis has a kasha. Tosis doesn't speak this out, and the first also don't speak this out to Rashi. We'll tell you, Rashi is different than Tosis. But Tosis says, from Tosis kasha, you see, he asks, that he's looking at the tam in the sakin. His question is, that why do you have to say a terabala abaya? I have a simple terrace for you, abaya. You know what the answer is? Why it's mutter by tznoin? Because it's not barnat. Tam rishon is sakin, and tam sheni is tznoin. And then it's mutter. It's tam sheni ready in tznoin. Zog Tosis, you don't want to say that. You know why? Because this is a Dov HaCharef, so Dov HaCharef makes it in the time region like the Gemara says later on. So therefore, he had to come up with this new Shtukot Torah, Heteri Bala, which Rava slugged up, but that's where I had to say that Heteri Bala. But if you rash, the whole cash doesn't start, because here it wasn't Nat Banat. He had to come up with the Heteri Bala right away, because it's Shamnunitz. It wasn't Nat Banat. Therefore, if you Rashi, the Tosis Kasha does not start. Now we'll go to the sugya of Nat Barnat. Itmach. We learned. Dogim Sha'olu B'Ka'aro. You have over here a nice hot piece of fish that you took right off the grill and you put it onto a flesh sugar plate. So dogum sha'olu b'karo. You took the fish and you put it on a flesh sugar plate. Rav ama also le'echel makutach. Rav says it's also to eat this fish with kutach. You can't even, why can't you eat the fish? Because the fish got a flesh sugar bliya from the plate. Moshmul ama mutter le'echel makutach. Rav ama also why neisitamu. It has tam of basar in the ka'ara, and that tam of basar goes into the fish. So the fish has tam of basar. I'm eating with kuta. What's more? Huh? Plate was clean, yeah. Plate was clean. He said, usually plates are clean, Rashi later on. Plates are usually clean. Knives are not usually clean. But Shmuel Amar, mutter, noisin tam, bar noisin tamu. Shmuel says that's mutter. Why? It's not bar nat, because tam rishoin is in the ka'ara, and tam sheni is in the dag. And therefore, the dog right now, I give a kutach. It's tam sheni ready. So that's what is Rav and Shmuel. I can ask me, Rav is mashma that it's also to eat with kutach, but you can eat it yourself. If Rav holds that this tam is so strong, so it hurts me, it's to eat fish and meat together. You put it into a meat plate. Zok the taz, arrive from here, that there's no such thing as an iser meat with fish if it's just blias. It has to be be'en. The whole iser to eat meat together with fish, it's only if it's a dava sheba'en, only if it has mamashes. But if something's just a bliya, there's no problem. So you're allowed to cook fish in a fleshy kapat. You're allowed to cook fish in a fleshy kapat. Why? Because if it's not be'en, there's no problem of sakana. There's a minig to have a fish pot. The Torah itself brings down the minig to have a fish pot. The answer is, because we're worried about some shamnunis. In those days, it's very hard to clean pots, and therefore you have to have a fish pot, because if not, you were actually working with be'en of basa. But today, that the pots are very clean, so the poskim say that's medina, 100%, is mutter to cook fish in a fleshy pot. If you have a minig, to have a fish pot, you have to keep that minig still, because that's your minig. So tomorrow, but hold the Rav. This thing that Rav says is also a lot of fairish tomorrow. It wasn't a fairish. It came from a story. And Mechalat, it came from a story. The Rav Iklil Bei Rav Shimi Bar Chia Bar Brei. He went to his enikel. His name was Rav Shimi. And Chosh Beinop, he had a problem with his eyes. So they made him some kind of potion to put into his eyes. Ovlo Shaifa Betzah. They made him a plate, some kind of salmonim, some kind of medicine to put into his eyes. So Basa Achi, a few hours later, Ramalei Beshula Begavah, they put some food into that plate. Tomlay, time to shaifa. He tasted some of the medicine inside the food. Amar, so Rav exclaimed and said, Yov time of kuli, hi, gives a lot of time. And if he spoke that out, it means he's trying to teach you halacha. He's not just telling you how the dish tastes. He's saying, ooh, it gives a lot of time. This is real time. So we learn from here that he holds that even though he has a case of not by not, because it was time rishon in the plate and time shady into the food, it has a real time. And the Mara says, Velohi, it's not a raya, because Shani Hosam, the Nafas Rira Tvei, this medicine was very bitter, and therefore it gave more time. So we have here Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, Naparnat is Mutter or not. Now, what's an example of Tam Rishon, not Naparnat, where Dil Kuyam is a problem? So Rashi gives two examples. One example is to take a flesh sugar plate and put cheese in that. That's called Tam Rishon, because Tam Rishon in the plate goes straight into the cheese. Another example of Tam Rishon would be that if you actually cook the dog together with the basar, maybe that would be a problem with sakana, but forget about sakana on the side. The dog together with the basa, and I eat that dog with kutach, and that would be kulam asa. Why? It got tam risha from the basa. But here, the dog was in a ka'ara. So therefore, was tam sheni in the dag? That's what a machlekes is. What's the pshat? Why not banat is not aser? So it's two ways to learn the rishonim. Either because the bliya that comes out of that fish into the kutach is too weak to create basav chalav, or even the bliya that's in the dog is also not strong enough to make a basav chalav. It's a very shvach bliya. It's a bliya kolosh, and therefore it's not enough to create basav chalav. There's no issa to eat it together. So nothing more about it. Rabbi Eliezer Akam Kamei Debar Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar was sitting from Shmuel. Aislu Kamei, they brought in front of him Dogum Sha'ol Bekarak, Achol Bekutach. He didn't have a Kutach. Shmuel held Napanaz Mutter. Yav Lei, so Shmuel offered Rabbi Lazar some Lei Achol. Didn't want to eat it. Lei, so Shmuel tells Rabbi Lazar, Le Rabbach, your Rebbe Rav, Yav Lei Vachol. I gave him and he ate it. Vat Lei Chalti, you're not going to eat it? So also Kamei the Rav. So Rabbi Lazar came to Rav. And he says to him, "Only Hadavim Mivar Mishmaite, you a Chayzer? Only Chasla Azar the Abba Abba Listly Midi Really. It's Chasla Shalom with the son of Abba Abba. Shmuel's father was named Abba Abba, was a big tzaddik. He says Chasla Shalom that his children should give me something to eat. So it's a takapella. What was Shmuel saying then? Shmuel said I gave it to Rav to eat. It's not true. So the Ritva speaks out already that Shmuel meant to say is that if I would have an opportunity to serve it to Rav, I would convince him that I am right, and he would have ate it. That's what he was trying to say. He was trying to convince Rav Lazar to eat it. Rav was not talking about chayzer. Rav Huna Rav Chia Ba'ashi Aviyas V'chab Ha'igisa D'ma'baro D'surah V'chab Ha'igisa D'ma'baro. Rav Huna and Rav Chia Ba'ashi were sitting on two sides of the river, two sides of the ferry of the Ma'baro Surah of the river and Surah, two different sides. And what was the story? Lamar Aisle Dogav Shal Bekar of Ochal. Bekutach, to one of them they brought, and they could see each other, it was pretty close. So one of them got dogim sha'olu bekara and a flesh shikara, and he ate it with kutach. Lamar aisle to inim vanav mesecha suda of achav lebaruch. And the other ones got served in the middle of suda fruit, figs, and grapes, and he didn't make a bracha. Even though he washed, he held, he didn't have to make a new bracha on the fruit in the middle of the suda. So maram lechavra, one of them said to their friend, Yasma, orphan, avad rabbi hachi, would your rabbi do that? Like let's say your rabbi would eat fish with kutach that was cooked in a kara. Omar Amalei that was put in a kara. Omar Amalei Chavra Yasma Avad Rabba. Would your rabbi eat without a bracha? So Omar Amalei Chavra, yeah, and Alka Shmuel Svirli, Alka Shmuel, and Napar Natas Mutter. Omar Amalei Chavra, and Alka Rabbi Chia Svirli, Alka Rabbi Chia, Tanu Rabbi Chia, Pas, bread, Peteris Komin and Michael, all foods. Veyayin, Peter Komin and Mashkin, and wine, Pas, all Mashkin, including fruit. It's a whole Shaila if fruit. Is we pass kilamaisa that it has to be dafka dvar ma ba mach masud like Rashi speaks out because that comes lift on dvar ma ba mach suda means something that is enhances the suda. So therefore we pass you do have to make a bracha on the fruit. That means even if you always serve fruit every single week in the middle of the suda, so people like mistakenly think it's dvar ma ba mach masud. We always serve it. No, dvar ma means suda food, food that enhances the bread. Eat together with bread. So therefore, you do have to make a bracha. But Rav Chiel, not like that. So he said, "Halak Rav Chiel." The other man said, "Halak Shmuel." Now, what's the halacha lemaisa when it comes to napanat? Amachiski, Moshe Reb Abaya, Hilchasa dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara mutar lechem makutach. We pass like Shmuel that dogim that went into a kara boiling hot mutar lechem makutach because we hold napanat as mutar. Tznoin shechatchu b'sakin. If you cut a tznoin, a radish with a flesh of a knife, shechatchu b'basa, also lechem makutach. You're not allowed to eat a makutach. Now, what's the pshat? Gemara says, "V'hanim milit tznoin the agav churfei bala." Because it's sharp, it's beileya. Rashi has two pshatim in this. One pshat is like this: we're talking about a dirty knife, and since you have a dirty knife, so now it gets absorbed into the tznoin because tznoin is something sharp. Even though there's no heat over here, something sharp, and it absorbs that shuman, and therefore that tznoin has tam rishoin of meat because it absorbed the shuman. And therefore, agav churfei bala means it absorbs the tamrishon from the mamish, and therefore you can't eat it, obviously, you can't eat the tznoin, this radish with kutach. You know why? Because that's tamrishon of basa. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is, I'm talking about a clean knife. The first pshat is like this, a ka'ara is usually clean, so it's not barnat. Masha'inkin, the knife is dirty, and since the knife is dirty, it's belea tamrishon. I can ask you how it's belea. Churfei makes belias. Rashi's second pshat says the churfei does two things. First of all, it absorbs bleas, and it also turns a tam sheni into tam rishon. It's a big chiddush that the tznoin does two things. The tznoin, first of all, absorbs it, and second of all, it turns the tam rishon, the blea and the sakin, into it stays a tam rishon. It's not a tam sheni. It stays a tam rishon. And that's, we machmer on this pshat. That means, if you cut an onion with a clean fleishik knife, the onion, if it's a davar charef, it'll become a tamrishon of fleishiks. Ah, it's tam sheni, not benatz mutter. No. The churfe not only absorbs out of the knife from duchka, from pushing it with the churfe, it not only absorbs it, from it's duchka and churfe, from pushing down and from the sharp, it also turns it into a tam rishon. Aval kishois, but cucumbers, garol abei paske, it's enough just to shave off a part of the side of the cucumber of achol. So if based on the first pshat, I understand why I have to be garer, because it's full of shanunis, so the shanunis gets into the kishos, and washing it won't help, because it's very soft, so you have to cut a piece off. But if you hold it, the problem was the blias come out as the chorfe, so here, how did blias happen? How did blias happen over here? It's a good question. One of the truths of our, the Mordechai says that kishos have a little bit of a sharp. It's a little bit sharp, the kishos. That's the Mordechai learns that way, that even kishos have a little bit, it says like this, the kishos v'avtiach gar lebe piski v'sagi v'hachid the charef ma'at v'nivel v'yatam ach emes bashet k'moy b'tzonoyim, doesn't spread around like tzonoyim. So he learns kishos has a little bit of a, others learn that duchka itself puts a little bit in it. If you cut, so that's av kishos gar lebe piski v'achol kilchi the lifta, but if it's turnip shari. So let's go with the first pshat shamnunis. Lifta is enough just to wash it off. You don't have to cut anything off because lifta is very smooth. A turnip is very smooth. Nothing gets absorbed in it at all. And if you learn out the duchka, since it's sweet, so it doesn't absorb anything. Therefore, it's mutter. The silka, which is a type of beet, which is in the leek family, the asiri, that's sharp, and that's also like tonight. The pasach bu lifta, if you first cut with the knife, lefes, shapadami, then it's fine. Then it'll matter, even if I afterwards cut, let's say, a kishois, it'll be mutter. Or Rashi says, the possible would lift the arvon ba'ez chatichos, shoto achash lefes, achash tardin, even tardin afterwards, the lefes from a vatal tamash shavnus from a sakin. It mitigates the time from the sakin. So the bottom line is, we have over napanats mutter, but by dov acharef, it doesn't, it's not, it's called tam rishon with the second lashon Rashi. Another point they learned in the sugya was that we mentioned in Agav that by not, and Tais talks about Barichas over here, that's napanat the Isura, it's also, because the whole reason why napanat's mutter is because it can't create Isur. But if it's also already, about the napanat be Isur, for example, a case of Dam. And third of all, let me speak out, there's long Tais over here, that it could be when you mevashal something, if you cook something, let's say, something in the pot, in a fleishik pot, it could be there, it expels tam rishon. It's not considered tam sheni. I in Tosfos, it's a gedik point that if it's cooked, there might be a tam rishon. It's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa. Al kaponim, that's Tosfos in Maaseh Hilchosa. That's part of Tosfos in Maaseh Hilchosa. And we'll continue tomorrow from a shtickle new sugya. This is sugya of napanat.